In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, this is letter number 3452, Baruch Hashem, dated Vov Iyur, Tavshin Tezvov, Brooklyn, and this is addressed to Rav Agon, Rav Chosid, Ishidei Likim, Nachbat Vinoyim, Sinom Ola Safra, that's a expression of the Gemara about a big Talmud Chochem full of books, this is to Rabbi Zevin, the author of that encyclopedia Talmud Shalom of Racha. He wrote the Rebbe a note. This is a scholarly letter. He wrote the Rebbe a note in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in Erechaim in Simen Kufnun Ches at the end of Siv Zayin. He asked about it. That was articulating the letter to the Rebbe. The Rebbe doesn't have his part of the question. We don't have it here. The Rebbe doesn't quote that. But the Rebbe goes on to explain the language and the meaning of the Alter Rebbe. So over there the discussion is, we know that anything that is moistured, you have to do Netilas Yadayim. It's called whatever is called. Now, the question is, what exactly is called moisture? Here the discussion is about honey. Is honey considered liquid? Is it considered mashke? And therefore, if there is mashke around the fruit or whatever, then you need to wash for it. Is it considered mashke? And there's two... honey can go either way. It can either be considered a food, or it can be considered a liquid, depending on what you have in mind to use it. So, over here we're saying that about honey is, there's a question about honey. And what it says over there is that if you have, let's say, a food, and it's sort of dried out, it doesn't feel moisture. So if you have, let's say, a mixture with honey, and on the top of it, there is no liquid honey, so then one opinion says you don't have to wash for it, but one opinion says that once it was honey in the beginning, it was a liquid, the fact that now it is congealed, it's hard, it is not moist, that doesn't change it, and it's still going to be considered mashkin, and you would have to wash your hands if you're going to eat it. But he brings a leniency. He says that if you don't have water easily found, so it's hard, so you're not going to be able to eat it because you don't have water, so you can be lenient by eating it through a spoon or a knife, although normally if this thing is eaten by hand, it's not going to help that you're going to eat it with a spoon or a knife, but that's also a chumrah. But that's in the case where there's no water, and since, and according to one opinion, this is not considered anymore a mashkin, so therefore we can be lenient, he says. So the Alter Rebbe says you can be lenient and use a spoon or a knife to eat it with, so if you don't have water easily, fine, you can rely on the opinion that says that you can eat it through a spoon and a knife, because to begin with, this may not be mashkin according to all opinions. However, the Alter Rebbe ends like this. What happens when you originally squeeze the honey out of the chalis of the vasht, the honeycombs? So when you originally take the honey out of the honeycombs, you thought you're not going to use it as a liquid, but you're going to use it just to make it into a food, like to make it into a mixture with food, with other things, or to give it into cooking stuff or other food. But you're not going to use it not to drink it at all. So then that creates a status, makes it food. It never becomes a mashke at all. That's not considered a liquid because it's a food. It was never meant for a liquid from the beginning on, from the moment it was taken out of the honeycombs. This is all in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch. Here the issue becomes, because the Alter Rebbe says v'yesh chilkim bazeh. There's those that disagree. It doesn't say what they disagree. It just says there's those that disagree. Apparently that was the question that Rav Zevin asked the Rebbe, or what he articulated in his letter, what does the yesh chilkim mean? The Alter Rebbe concludes, says some disagree, he doesn't say what, but he says because they disagree, so therefore we can be lenient also using the previous leniency, the Alter Rebbe says, to use a spoon or a knife in order to eat it with that, even though something which is clearly liquid that doesn't help, but if one will follow the Yesh Chalkim, I guess we don't know exactly yet what are the Yesh Chalkim, what's their opinion, but the Yesh Chalkim apparently is a linear opinion, and that's why the Alter Rebbe says we can be lenient through a spoon or a sakin. The more lenient opinion. What is the more lenient opinion? We don't know. So this is the debate over here. So the Rebbe says, this is what the Alter Rebbe writes. So we can be lenient. So this tells us, the Rebbe says, that the Yesh Chilkim are a lenient opinion. And therefore, the Alter Rebbe says, we can be therefore lenient. So from this we understand that the Yesh Chalkim are lenient relative to the opinion that beforehand. What is the opinion beforehand? That's the opinion of the Mogen Avraham, as the Alter Rebbe explains it. Alter Rebbe explains the opinion of the Mogen Avraham, and that's the first opinion, that when you have in mind, when you're squeezing out the oil from the combs, merasik, and if you think that you're going to use it only for food, it gets the status of food. So, what is the lenient opinion that is lenient against this opinion of the Mogen Avraham, the first opinion that Alter Rebbe brings down? That we find in the Turizov, in the Taz, as pointed out in the reference, in the note of that, where the reference comes from. So what is the difference? So according to the Mogen Avraham, as the Alter Rebbe brings down, in order for it to constitute food, you have to have in mind that it's going to be used for food at the very beginning, when the honey starts to come out from the wax, from the comb. That's the opinion of the Mogen Avraham, as the Alter Rebbe explained. But then we have two opinions that disagree on this. There is the extreme lenient opinion, and that is the opinion that the Taz brings, Shamaiti, I heard. This extreme lenient opinion holds that even if when you squeezed, when you took out the honeycomb, the honey from the honeycombs, you thought that you are going to use it befeirish as a drink to put it in your tea or whatever, you can later on change it to food through an action. You're going to use the honey and use it in the food, you could change it through this action, changes the status of the honey, even if you had the in mind when you took the honey out of the combs that it should be for a liquid. But then later on, through an action, you change it, that we see that now you have in mind that it should be for a food, that would be okay. That's the most lenient opinion. But there is a second opinion, which is not as lenient. In other words, if you should have in mind to as a liquid, you can't change it later on. The honey remains a liquid always. But the other opinion, not so lenient, says that if you just took the honey out of the honeycombs, you didn't think one way, you didn't think it for food, you didn't think it for a drink, later on you do a maisa, that makes it into a food. So you can't change it like the shamaiti of the Taz from a drink, from a liquid to a food, but if you hadn't thought anything and then you action that points that it's meant for a food, could change it into a food, and it's not any more liquid, and you wouldn't have to wash for it. And you don't need a specific machshava, as the Magen Avraham needs, that it should be for food, as the Magen Avraham says, but if you didn't have any thought, and then you use it for food, which is the opinion of the Taz himself. The Shamaiti says, even if you had in mind that it's going to be a liquid, if you use it for food, it changes the food. But the Taz himself says, no. You have to, if you didn't have in mind, according to the Magen Avraham, you have to have in mind at the time that you're, there should be for food in order to be food. If you didn't have it, can never turn into food. But the Taz himself says, if you had the machshava stam, and then you use it for food, you make a maisa, which makes it food, then it becomes food. So the Rebbe says, so which one, v'yeshchilkim bazeh, is the Alter Rebbe talking about? Is he talking about the shamaiti of the Taz or the Taz himself? So since the Taz pushes away, the Rebbe says, b'shtei yadayim, he rejects totally the opinion of the Shamaiti. And in order not to make more disagreements, so the Rebbe says it's korov levadai, it's almost certain that the Alter Rebbe's opinion, Yeshchilkim Bazeh, is for the Taz himself. So when the Alter Rebbe allows a kula, when the Alter Rebbe brings down the Chilkin, he only means the Taz himself, that if he didn't think, he just was Reda Stam when he squeezed, he took out the honey, he didn't think either way, not for food and not for drink, then he can use it, then we can consider, he can be lenient, and we can consider that not, I would consider it to be food, and at least through a kaf or a sakin, through a spoon or a knife. That's the Rebbe's Korovadi. And not to say, make another thing that even in the case where you thought befeirish for liquid, to change it around from this, like the Shamaiti, to add an addition to that, the Rebbe says no. But the Rebbe says, even though the Taz pushed away totally, if you had in mind to use it for liquid, as the Taz says, then there would be no way to change it around, even if you befeirish thought that the honey is going to be liquid, then it's not going to help, as the Taz pushes off that svara. It only helps if you didn't think one way or the other. But the Rebbe says there is also a place for this svara when you thought it for liquid, if the owner of the beehive is a goy, then we can say that his thought does not help to set it up that this honey is for drink or for food. So it wouldn't matter. So in that case, even if he thought that it is for liquid, it could be later on through an act changed, because the akum, the goy, cannot set up what it's for. And even in a case if the owner of the beehive, of the kaveris, is a Jew, but if he is a case where he's squeezing it because he wants to sell it, so the fact that he thought one way doesn't matter. What determines really what this is, what this honey is, it's the act of the buyer. Especially when the seller himself knows at the time that he's going to sell it later on. So maybe that's going to determine. So that the Rebbe says many examples for this in the Gemara, and this is not the place. There is that. There's a further discussion there with the Rebbe's signature.